You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hope you're having a good Wednesday so far. The Dom and Jeremy show, ready to bring you a trending report. We had a record high in Denver yesterday. People were talking about how hot it is. Isn't that hot? It's just so hot.
You'd think it was almost summer or something.
Today, mid to upper 80s and then 70s tomorrow. Waterworld is now officially impacted by COVID-19. And for the first time in their history, they've been open, what, like 40 years or whatever? They will not open at all this year.
That's going to be weird. Something.
Yeah, I was reading something, Jer, that was about how the virus experts are saying, you know, there's no evidence right now that this can be transmitted through water or anything. However, you still have the social distancing thing and the comfort level of people and such. Mm-hmm. So as painful as it is for the people at Waterworld and their nearly 1,000 employees or whatever, that you got to salute them for making, you know, the adult decision.
That's a tough call. Yeah,
it's very tough. And so I feel for them. And I hope next year they have their biggest year ever. Yeah. I hope they set records in attendance next year.
They hooked us up about a year or so ago when we had a listener that called in and said, like, what was that? Like, one of her desires or something was to have a pair of Waterworld sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Mm-hmm. And they ponied up some sweatpants for us.
Yep, I remember that now.
We gave them to her. She came in and
she got took pictures with them and everything.
Wasn't it? It was something like, what was the topic? Something from your childhood that you never got or something like that. She always wanted sweatpants from Waterworld. That's funny, though.
I think it's when somebody like owed you something and then they never paid up.
Maybe that's what it was.
She had a friend who owed her a pair of those. Anyway, well, Waterworld, we're thinking about you.
Yep.
In a related story, swimming pool sales are way up. Since many public pools are going to be closed this summer, maybe, they say people buying the pools for their house, whether it's in ground or, I guess, above ground, or even you were wondering
about plastic
the
ones, inflatable ones. Yeah,
that's funny. So that's going on. And then lastly, this is kind of interesting. I don't know why this is. There was a 15% decrease in the number of breast enhancement surgeries last year, and a 34% increase in women having implants removed.
Oh, there's three of them.
That's an interesting little switch,
little tidbit,
isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
He said tidbit, by the way.
Stop it.
So that's all I have. Now I'm going to turn it over to you.
I shall not comment. Hey, Jer on Sports, here we go. People are annoyed with Tom Brady right now. They say that he's cashing in on the pandemic. He's got that brand, it's called TB12, and he launched a new product just this past Monday that's designed to boost your immune system, and it's called Protect. And it's a daily supplement that promises to increase your white blood cell count, ramp up your antibody production. It's $45 a bottle for a 30-day supply. And people are like, Tom, now is not the time.
Yeah, that's
don't market this stuff right now that it's going to boost your blood cells and all that. And it is very tacky. So the internet is mad at TB right now. You should read some of the comments. They're actually quite funny and a lot of cussing. So a lot of them I can't read on the air. So that's going on. There's a new video out this morning covering the annual Go Topless Jeep Weekend. It's a big old party down in Crystal Beach in Galveston, Texas. And they're like, oh boy, what are you kids doing? People are gathering down there, Dom. Nobody is wearing face masks. There is thousands of people down there. You go down, you take your Jeep. The top-off thing is you take the top off your Jeep and you cruise the beach, and it's just one big party. Well, they stuck a mic in a couple girls' faces, and here's what they had to say about the event.
Been in quarantine, and, like, I need to get out and party. Woo! Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex. Totally.
Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
What were the cops doing?
Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and...
It's visibility, Jeremy. Look it up.
Definitely made their visibility
Their visibility?
Totally.
What? What is happening?
Tomorrow's leaders right there.
I just want to party.
I'm all gravy, baby.
She's all gravy, baby. Oh, my goodness. What is happening?
Shakes head slowly.
The visitability.
Law enforcement's definitely made their visitability and made people...
Wait, that's so damn funny.
That's somebody's child right there.
They got the increased visitability.
Did you hear my daughter? She was on the radio.
I'm all gravy, baby.
I'm so proud of her, I could spit.
Totally.
Visitability.
All right, what else?
So good. You feeling kind of bummed, a little down? You might have something called skin hunger, and it's basically a desire to be touched and have human contact. A lot of people are suffering from this skin hunger issue right now. They say touching is an actual human need. We actually need to touch each other to survive, Dom. And you start thinking about all the little ways that we're not getting touched right now, even in the form of a handshake, a haircut, a massage, just going to the dentist even. So they say if you're not getting touched, you're going to have feelings of hopelessness, stress, anger, and low motivation.
Ah, yes. When I need to get touched, I immediately run to the dentist.
I'm all gravy, baby.
Come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, baby.
It doesn't have to be, like, you know, naughty touching. It's just a general human-to-human contact.
No, I totally mean, it's get not, that.
You know,
it's a hug.
Not
it's
wrong
just
with
nice
somebody's
hug.
Fingers in your mouth either, right?
Totally.
Nothing wrong with that. Check out these new underpants making the market during this whole Rona situation. We've developed some new sex symbols out there. We talked about how Dr. Anthony Fauci is a sex symbol, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom. They're all like these political and medical sex symbols now. Well, this underpants company is releasing underwear with these guys' names just on the front of the panties. So you got a pair of panties that say Fauci on them, or Cuomo, or Newsom. Get it? And I guess they're selling like crazy right now. I don't know all about that. Guys,
you know you've
would
arrived.
Guys do this?
You know you've arrived when your name is on somebody's crotch.
I'm all gravy, baby.
Do guys do this? Guys don't do this.
What are
you These
are about?
Women's underpants with the names on them. Guys wouldn't do this, would we?
No.
Whose names would we put on there?
I wouldn't put Fauci on my underwear. I might put Pouchy, but not Fauci.
Frumpy.
Whatever.
Real quick. Whatever. No, it just seems like it's a girl thing, you know, to put names and fun things on your underpants. You have fun underwear? I have Super Mario underwear. That's about as fun as it gets. I got two pairs of Super Mario.
I don't have any fundies.
You should get some fun ones and kind of... spice it up a little bit with Gretchen.
What makes you think I wear underwear?
Oh, you wear underwear. But why don't you go to Target or something and just surprise her with some, like, with tacos on them or something? Or
because
little
I'm
monkeys.
Because I'm social distancing.
Well, order them online. What do you got against fun underpants?
I just don't need Spider-Man underwear right now. That's not where I am in my life.
Yeah, but I wish you would. Just do it for fun.
The Hulk.
Why not? Like, it's unexpected, you know? It's like, pah.
If you want unexpected from a guy, he would get underwear that would say, like, Friends on it, you know? Like the Friends cast or something. You know, here's David Schwimmer on my butt, you know? That would be unexpected.
Do it. Real quick, since we teased this, Kellogg's just redesigned freaking Toucan Sam, you guys, from Fruit Loops.
Stupid.
And it's horrible. He's an iconic cartoon character. It's iconic for the brand of Fruit Loops. You could point him out in a lineup. You're like, hey, that's Fruit Loops guy. They redesigned him. I posted the picture of the new Toucan Sam on our Facebook. It looks like crap. It's got like an anime style with he's got like really big eyes and
like
kind of like rainbowy looking.
Neonish and
it's crap. It's complete
like a
crap.
Turquoise color or something. It's
ruining the brand. Yeah. Anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Speaking of Facebook, Dom and Jeremy, search us. I posted a video on there. It's the latest hug glove or no, yeah, hug love video. Hug That's what they call it, right? Hug love. A woman wore a large inflatable hippo suit so she could safely hug her mother at a nursing home in Virginia. So it's like one of those inflatable Halloween costumes. This one's a hippo, and she's running up to the doors, and her elderly mother comes out and hugs her. It's sweet and kind of silly, and I have questions about the whole thing. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait. And that is what's trending now.